You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Ah, do you feel it? Do you feel it? That's football in the air, ladies and gentlemen. That is football in the air. Great to have you aboard. It is the Gym Class here in KGYM for a Friday, August the 25th. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Duke's joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass, and the most important component, you, our great listeners out there. Love to have you on board and interacting with us today, and you can do so via the text line at 319-366-1600. You can do it through the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting them at DuPaco. Jeff Linder going to join us coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We will preview night one of the high school football season. We'll talk about the high school football season with Jeff. Talk a little bit about the other fall sports as well. Big news coming out of the Iowa High School Athletic Association concerning football today that Jeff is a part of, and we will get to that coming up in just a little bit. Take a look at preseason week number 3 of the NFL and week 0. Of the college football season, which will kick off tomorrow, as there are a handful of games around, I would say, the United States, but there's also one in Ireland. So, we got them all over the place. So we'll talk about that and more, including a little bit about golf. Of course, second round of the Tour Championship going on at East Lake. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. 319-366-1600. As Mark joins me here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, how you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And don't do this often, but a special shout out to those who are listening out of state. We've got many. I hear from them all the time, and I know you do too. Good afternoon to everyone. And it's going to be, what's the right word, a little more livable tonight. I look at the forecast, depending on where you're at, mid-80s at kickoff time, as opposed to heat indexes in the hundreds. Still warm, but more livable.
Wait. Here, we're burying the lead. We have breaking news here. Breaking news at 3:07. Cyclone Tim has just announced it's raining. Well, sprinkling. I don't know where you are, Tim, but yeah, I thought we were going to get some rain today, and then it got to Benton County, and as it has done about 17 times this summer, it just split right around the Cedar Rapids Marion area. But he says it's raining, so I'm going to take him at his word, at least sprinkling a little bit. Every little bit counts, right, Mark?
Where are you at, Tim? Let us know.
319-366-1600. Troy weighing in, just ran over to a friend's house to watch the 200-meter races. And Jamaican Jackson separated from the rest. Great job by the Americans. Now back to work. And it is, in Iowa City, a sprinkle as well. Could see a sprinkle tonight for Friday Night Lights. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be anything to bring major concern, but yeah, we'll see. It's raining by Prairie, Matt in Fairfax says. All right. Well, I'm headed that way in a little bit. And now we're turning into, Denny Frary and Conrad Johnson and the weather forecast here. Quaker Oats had a shower 10 minutes ago. All right. Hey, every little bit helps. Thank you very much for the weather updates out there. We will talk to Jeff Linder coming up in just a little bit. Football's here, Mark. It's great. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I've anticipated the season so much, and I know it's a week away from, college football beginning in earnest, and we'll have our first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 a week from today. But there are a half a dozen games. No highlights per se. I'll probably tune in to Notre Dame and Navy, see how that's going. I know we have Hawaii and Vanderbilt on the radio tomorrow night. But probably high school football is the focus right now. And then we'll really dive into it next week with college football.
Yeah, we will. Week zero, as you mentioned, of college football. But it is the first night of high school football in earnest. Few eight-man games last week. Some big matchups around the state. Some really good ones. We'll talk about that with Jeff Linder coming up in just a little bit. As far as the metros are concerned, two games in town tonight at Kingston, Wash, and Hempstead will play over at the stadium. I will be over with John Hagerty on CRM Live Sports at Prairie as the Hawks will entertain number 3 Cedar Falls. Should be a very interesting game. Kyle Knox starting his tenure as a head coach for Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up tonight. Linmar is up at Dalzell taking on Dubuque Senior. The Jefferson Jayhawks go to Muscatine tonight to take on the Muskies. West and Liberty will play down on the west side of Iowa City. That will be coming up tonight. Also in Iowa City at Bates Field, City High will take on Joliet Catholic, a powerhouse out of the state of Illinois. That should be interesting. Very interesting, and some really good games. Bettendorf PV, West Des Moines Valley, and Southeast Polk tonight. Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial going at it tonight as well. Some really good matchups on the opening night. Marion will be at Clear Creek Amana. Xavier is up at Waverly Shell Rock coming up tonight. Western Dubuque and West Delaware will square off tonight as well. Some just really good matchups and mainly non-district play coming up this evening around the state. And it's good to see those games being played.
Yeah, terrific games out of the chute. You outline most, if not all of them. And then you throw in tomorrow night, I know you'll have a game on CRM Live Sports, Kennedy and West Des Moines Dowling. Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. That's a big one tomorrow night. Over at the stadium, should be a good one. Troy's going to see City High and Joliet Catholic tonight. And Cyclone Tim, I am dating myself by uttering the words Conrad Johnson. Hey, no offense to anybody right now, my good friend Joe Winters, other people like that. Conrad Johnson was the man in the day. He didn't have the models. He didn't have anything. He didn't have the WR100 color radar. I mean, he had Conrad Johnson given the weather on Channel 2.
It is quite cryptic compared to today's technology.
I remember the black and white radar that you had to look into the little scope. You remember that, Mark? And that was No. That was big doings back in the day.
Come on.
Good luck to all the coaches, referees, and most importantly to the players on a safe and fun season from Ralph in Riverside. He says it feels just like yesterday. I was getting the rah-rah from Coach Bob Ask. So there you go. Yes. Yeah, we will be missing Bob certainly tonight. And I know they're going to have a moment of silence tonight at Prairie for Bubba Randles before the ball game. This will be the first night. I can't even remember the last time you didn't hear Bubba's voice on the PA at a football or a basketball game. So it's going to be different tonight. Going to be very different out at John Wall Memorial Field.
Yeah, it was special with Bubba behind the mic, and he died way too young. I don't know who his replacement is. I mean, hard to replace a guy like that who just a distinctive voice, always on top of things, always greeted you in the press box as if you're a long-lost friend, and he just saw you 2 weeks ago. Just a great guy.
And 93.07, yes, this will be the first game out of the chute without Butch Peterson as well. The former West Branch coach, the Hall of Famer, with West Branch and Williamsburg playing tonight as well. I think, Mount Vernon, Monticello are going to play tonight. There's some dandy games around the state tonight. And good for the coaches to do this in this 2-year cycle for the non-district games to, You got two really good teams in a lot of cases playing one another tonight just to see, you know, hey, it's not going to count as far as district is concerned. It counts for RPI in 5A, 4A, and 3A. So might as well go out and, you know, get tested that first or second night, right?
Yeah, I kind of go back and forth. In the case of Kennedy, you want to play the number one ranked team in the state or one of them right out of the chute or a little later on. I think I'd want to get him up right out of the chute.
Yeah, and I think Kennedy has Pleasant Valley then next week, who was an undefeated team last year as well. So they're going to be tested big time in the first couple of weeks. But, hey, college teams, take note. not gonna happen. 3:15. By the way, the big news out of Boone before we turn our attention to college football here is that the rankings, there's going to be a ranking committee in football similar to the one used in basketball, only going to be used for 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man. 5A, 4A, and 3A will still use the RPI formula. But for 2A through 8-man, you're going to have the districts, and then you're going to have a ranking committee. I like it. I liked it in basketball. I was a part of that. I know Jeff Linder's a part of it in football. We'll talk with him about it coming up. But this is how you avoid a district or two that is loaded and stacked and having to basically play one another in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. They're going to seed the playoffs with geography in mind, much like they did for basketball, and it worked out very, very well. And I think it's going to work out in football, too. And they're going to put rankings out as well. Mark, at the middle part of the season, it will start, much like it did for basketball. I know you are going to give a hip, hip hooray for that.
I'm all for it. Maybe I'm missing something, but why isn't RPI used for all the classes?
Well, 5A technically does not have districts. They have groups that they schedule in.
Same thing.
Right. But you're not a group champion. And for the 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man, they start their playoffs a week early as well. So just a lot of reasons why they don't go by the RPI formula instead of district play.
All right.
319-366-1600, 3:17 on the Gym Class here in KGYM. I'm going to get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. College football getting underway tomorrow. With week zero. We'll just say that. As you mentioned, Notre Dame and Navy in Ireland are going to get things kicked off. They will be the first game out of the chute. That is a 2:30 game. And or is that one of these? I'm not sure if these are Eastern time or Central time. Well, it's going to be in the afternoon. We know that. Notre Dame, 13th rated, will take on Navy in the renewal of their annual rivalry. That probably the highlight game, I guess, tomorrow. USC San Jose State. Yeah, we'll see. USC starting their last season in the Pac-12. They come in at number 6. That's a game that will be on the Pac-12 network. Or is it the Pac-4 network now? I don't know. Take your pick on that. San Jose State's not awful. Not awful. They'll show up in that game. We will have Vanderbilt in Hawaii coming up for you tomorrow night. And that will be at 6:30. By the way, you can get a ticket, Isaac, for $6 if you'd like to go to Nashville. If you'd like, after the show, after Todd's show tonight, if you'd like to pack everything up, go to Nashville. You can see that game for $6.
Yeah, how much would the travel expenses be, though?
Well, it's just...
And how much would I really want to go see Vanderbilt, Hawaii? No offense to those two, you know, awesome programs or anything, but I'm fine listening to it on the radio or watching it on TV, I think.
As I told Spencer, they're having so much construction in the two end zones at the stadium that Vanderbilt plays in. You could just, you know, maybe...
Stand on the lawn and just watch it.
Well, it's not even a lawn. It's not the best looking... It's a construction zone.
Yeah, right.
It's a construction zone. If you can get in there and, you know, find a safe spot, bring your lawn chair, you could probably even get in for less than $6 if you really want to risk that $6 investment for Vanderbilt and Hawaii.
By the way, the Big Ten season begins next Thursday. Nebraska at Minnesota in a night game.
Yeah, at the Twin Cities. I think we're going to... It's a first game out of the chute, yeah, but I think we're going to learn a lot. I think we're going to learn a lot that night. I mean, if Minnesota wants any part of talk of Indianapolis, they still have to win week one against Nebraska at home, right?
I would think so. I'm more interested in seeing how Matt Rhule's team looks at Nebraska. I don't think Nebraska is going to be a player this year, but I think it could be a serious player going forward.
Mm. That will be a fun game. That will be a fun game. Got to wait till Thursday for that one. That will not be on our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 next week. That will be on Friday. We're a week away from that, Mark. So I know Dave's doing his homework. Are you doing your homework?
Dave never stopped doing his homework.
And also, with the first Hawkeye game scheduled for next Saturday against Utah State, it will be, of course, our Before the Boom podcast. Every week during the season, our team is going to break down the Hawk game along with action from around the Big Ten and the rest of the college football world. Going to have those on Friday mornings for you at kgymradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can watch it as well if you'd like to see our wonderful faces. If you like to see what, you know, Isaac looks like on a particular podcast, et cetera, you're going to look good, right, for the podcast?
I'm not actually working on the thought. You're going to have Ben back, though. Ben will.
Ben?
Ben's going to be helping you guys out with the podcast. I got class. I got to learn things.
Ben's back.
He will be back, yes.
All right. Well, Ben was here last year, so everybody knows what Ben looks like.
Well, if you really want to look, I mean, I'm on the Facebook page right on the little banner photo there, if you're really curious.
Okay.
Or on the website, too.
All right. All right. But we've got that for you starting next week, the Before the Boom podcast right here on KGYMRadio.com. It'll be great to have Ben back. No offense to you, Isaac. No offense to you. But other games tomorrow, you got UMass and New Mexico State. That will be the ESPN television game from Las Cruces coming up on Saturday night. UTEP and Jacksonville State will go at it. Also, Ohio University, they will take on Iowa State in a few weeks. They will go out to Snapdragon Stadium, Mark, one of my favorite names of stadiums, and take on San Diego State. And then FIU will be taking on Louisiana Tech. So those are the games for week zero. Seven of them around the world for college football tomorrow. Can't wait.
I think Jacksonville State beginning its debut in Division One, and Snap Crackle Pop Stadium,
Snapdragon.
The only place I knew San Diego State played was Jack Murphy.
Yeah.
I was there a couple times.
The Murph is now gone. It's gone. That was sad. I always liked Jack Murphy Stadium. Padres, Chargers playing there, but now it is nothing. It is a pile of nothingness down there. Before we get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update and get to Jeff Linder coming up here right around the corner to talk a little bit of high school football and high school sports, I got to ask you, Isaac, top of the hour, I heard from ESPN. Now, this, you know, Mark and I like this phrase, that and a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee back in the day. Tell me how in the world the FIFA Women's World Cup rankings are the way they are. The team that won is not number one in the world. They're number two to the team they beat, who is ahead of them at number one. And you said the United States was going to be fifth, and they are third.
I couldn't tell you. I said this in advance, too. I'm pretty sure I don't really understand how FIFA does their rankings. I'm sure there is some sort of methodology that they put out there. To me, it seems obvious that you have the... This happens with the men, too. I want to point that out, but... to me, it seems obvious you have the team that just won the highest competition for the world as number one, but they don't. And this happened a ton with the men. They consistently had Belgium as number one when Belgium, I think they made a quarterfinal in the World Cup a couple of times, and they kept them at one. They had a couple deep Euro runs. I really can't explain it. I don't know how they make those determinations. Spain should be ranked one.
They won.
Story. They won.
They won.
I know England's beaten Spain, but that was last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember. I really do not. I don't get the FIFA rankings at all. It does seem kind of arbitrary where they're just kind of like, oh, this team is ranked here because of strength of schedule, the opponents they beat during the competition. I don't know. I feel like winning the overall competition should matter more than, you know, group play or knockout stage wins.
I agree.
Maybe it's penalty for the coach kissing a player on the lips. I want to hear more about that.
I think that's just like a Spain.
Is that a
culture.
Spanish
I think that's
cultural
a, yeah,
thing?
I think that's just a cultural thing because we actually, going through high school, we actually hosted a Spanish exchange student. It was a really fun experience.
Uh-oh.
We did not kiss or anything like that. But my sister also went over to Spain and saw that family, and she would kiss her brother and stuff like that. So I think it's just a cultural Spanish thing that we find weird here, but is just very commonplace there and a respectful, congratulatory sort of thing. Is my understanding. I could be way off, but I think it's a lot more common than what it's not weird to them. It might be weird to us, but to people in Spain, that's just, you know, a normal Friday, Tuesday. Yeah.
It's a European thing, says 4897.
I mean, I know the French, I thought they did the cheek ones. So yeah, I think it's just a European cultural difference.
Okay. All right.
No expertise or anything, just going based off of some anecdotes here and there.
Why couldn't I have a Spanish exchange student?
No. I tell you what you can do, Mark, and that is give us an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. How about that? What's that?
I digress.
And it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are open at 4. Emil'sHideaway.com is the website. And they're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. We got baseball. Oh. We got some. Got to give a golf update too, Mark.
I will indeed. Previously announced injuries updates. Jerry Judy of Denver has a mild hamstring injury, and he will be out, quote-unquote, several weeks. And Jackson Smith and Jigba of Seattle had surgery on his wrist. He will be out a month. All the action under the lights tonight in Major League Baseball. Midwest team St. Louis at Philadelphia. Oakland at the White Sox. San Diego at Milwaukee. Texas at Minnesota. The Royals visiting Seattle. And the Cubs at Pittsburgh. Scheduled to start for the Pirates, Mitch Keller. Cub fans in the same kind of a situation I was in last weekend when Keller faced the Twins. At any rate, final tournament of the FedEx Cup playoffs. We've got a tie for the lead right now. Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa are at 13 under par. Victor Hovland at 12 under. Here comes John Rahm. He's at 11 under. Keegan Bradley, 11 under, and so on and so forth. And finally, Marcus Jackson has died. He was a historical coach for Coe College. I know many of you remember, have no idea about Marcus Jackson, but he was hired in 1971 by Baron Bremner, the first black coach in Iowa, and later on interviewed for jobs at Iowa and Drake. Marcus Jackson in 1972-73, that season, 22-0 in the regular season, 24-1 overall, made the Division II national playoffs and lost to Assumption of Massachusetts. And his team is called the Jackson Five because of Marcus and the great talent around him. But this is a special time, Scott. I was a year away from entering Co. I had gone to many, many co-op game, basketball games because of their success. The court was situated differently back then than it is now. And they packed the Moore Eby Fieldhouse to the point that several games had to be shown on closed circuit TV in the basement in the indoor track. So I've got many memories of Marcus Jackson and that team. High power offense. I can go on, but peace, Marcus Jackson.
Yeah, 1776 asking, was Kevin Kiley on that team? Yes. Yes, he was.
He arrived at Co. in 1973, I believe, a year after that national championship run. But in Kevin's freshman year, I believe, Co. did make the playoffs again. And do you know who Marcus Jackson succeeded, Scott?
Was it Moore Eby?
It was Dave Etchen.
Oh, it was Etch. Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know Etch was at Co. College.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Did not know that. Yeah, what a tremendous trailblazer Coach Jackson was. And I think that did not get the recognition that he deserved, and I hope that we'll hear more about him. He's in the Co. Hall of Fame. We know that, as he well should be. But a great story with Marcus Jackson. We've got several texts here about the Spanish women's soccer team saying they are not going to play for that coach. Isaac, is this true?
One player, anyway.
Well, there's a... multiple players, according to 5165.
Right. Before the World Cup, essentially there was a list of 15 players that signed a letter or some sort of petition and sent it to the Spanish Federation and said, we want Jorge Vilda out and we're not going to play for Spain until he is gone. And the Spanish FA stood by Jorge Vilda. I'm not going to get into whether it's probably not the best decision. Some of the things that they said about Vilda were not, he doesn't seem like the best dude, I guess is maybe the best way I'll say. But they stuck by him and they just came off World Cup win, so it seems like Vilda is here to stay at least for a while. And it is impressive that they were able to win the World Cup with so much dysfunction going on surrounding the Spanish Federation right now.
Interesting. There we go. Controversy in soccer. 3:32, quick break. Come back. Jeff Linder of the Gazette will join us. High school football is here, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we're starting to knock the heat back, but it's still going to be warm and humid today. As we head into this evening, there may be an isolated shower or storm. Otherwise, drier air starts to move in tonight. Temperatures drop down into the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, as we head into the weekend, we'll have sunny skies. Temperatures both Saturday and Sunday will be in the low to mid-80s, and the humidity will be much lower, and they'll feel more comfortable out there. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The biggest pro football contest in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter Nevada, play from anywhere. Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, where you make five picks against the spread each week with 100% payback. Or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient ClimateMaster geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com. Menards.com.
Save on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of Morton water softeners. Morton's Look Ahead technology learns and predicts your water needs, saving you money. Get a 34,000 grain water softener for $417.99 after 11% rebate. Plus, Menards stocks all the salt pellets you need. Good through August 27th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Fry Fest, a celebration of all that is Hawkeye.
Presented by the Eastern Iowa Airport.
On Friday, September 1st, we'll be celebrating Herky the Hawk's 75th birthday bash. Take part in the Fry Fest games, kids' activities, a concert by Pop Rocks,
and the world's largest Hawkeye trade show.
Kick off the athletic season the right way at Fry Fest. Visit fryfest.com for details. Plus, check out all of our upcoming events for the year, including our fall golf outing
at thinkiowacity.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back on the gym class at 3:35. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 until 6. Always good to hear, Mark, from our friend Kevin Lehman. Of course, our college basketball expert during the winter. And Kevin texting us, I played against Marcus Jackson's teams while playing for Buzz Levick up at Wartburg, the tremendous Buzz Levick. Knights were coming off an NCAA tournament the year before, and Coe kicked our butts. Coe was good, and the court did run in a different direction. Now they play Quahog Arena, of course, but he says RIP Coach Jackson. So, yeah, Kevin remembers that.
You'll remember Ed McFalls and Bill Carruthers and Garland Smith and many, many others. Fran Rollman, who was a coach around the area for a while on that team, so... yeah, much like Kevin, I could go on, but we got kind of bigger fish to fry with Jeff Linder.
We do. And Jeff joins us, does great work for the Gazette, and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And he's going to be heading out here in just a little bit for what I think is going to turn out to be a fine night of football. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, congratulations on week one of year 35. That's awesome.
Thank you. I
just can't catch up with you.
Well, maybe someday. So it's got to be. No. Should I ask how many it is for you?
I think it's 34.
Okay. Well, you're right there, man.
Oh. Yeah. Still charging behind you. I'm still the wind beneath your wing.
Oh, I don't know. You got a good one tonight, though.
Yeah, I'm going to see a lot of yards in the air, I think. You know, with Mr. Romberg and Mr. Reese from Mount Vernon, Monticello, I think the yardage, passing yardage, will be quite high.
Yeah, yeah, I think it will be as well. And you know, we were talking about this earlier on. It's good to see these. There's some big time matchups in every class, and you know, that's great that these coaches are doing this in the non-district.
Yeah, week one is just crazy, and you know, like you said, kudos. I mean, there's probably 5 to 10 great games in each class tonight. And tomorrow night. I guess I should say tomorrow night, too, when you throw Dallin Kennedy into the mix.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some great players out there, too, and you and others have done a great job highlighting them in the preseason here, Jeff. I'm curious your thoughts on Williamsburg. Terrific talent coming back, moving up from 2A to 3A. Do you expect them to miss a beat?
No, they've probably got the best senior athlete in the area and Derek Weisskopf, great two-way performer. No, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be, in our Gazette poll, I have them number one, and I think they're number two or three overall. And I think they're one of the teams to beat in 3A.
I would agree. I would agree. And they're not backing down from anybody either in the non-district.
No, they've got they got West Branch tonight and Xavier, is it next week?
Yeah, I think
they
next week.
Xavier, and I think this is the way they've always done it. I think last year they played Van Meter and Regina, and did they play Solon last year? You know, they played some really good teams last year when they were a 2A team. So this is nothing new. And you know, before last year, there were some years where they started 0-3, and before you know it, they're 8-3 and in the dome.
Yeah. Let's start off with 5A. You mentioned Kennedy and Dowling tomorrow night. A lot of people looking forward to that. We'll be over there. I think we're going to find out a lot. You take a look at the eastern part of the state. We know the backstory. It's been nothing but Central Iowa over the last about 15 years or so. Probably Kennedy, Cedar Falls, and Pleasant Valley are the three that are carrying the banner in the eastern part of the state. And even though it's week one, we'll know a little bit about tomorrow.
I'm going to throw one more out there. I think Windmark's going to be sneaky good.
Okay.
They're a Dubuque senior tonight. I think they win tonight. And I don't know why, but my numbers just say that Windmark's going to be really good.
Yeah. And what about 5A? And is the gap going to shrunk a little bit this year?
I don't know how. I think the class of the state in 5A is still over there with Southeast Polk and with Dowling. We'll know a lot more after tomorrow night if Kennedy can beat or at least be competitive with Dowling. But I think the strength is over there. I think there's a lot of depth in Central Iowa. I think both Waukee schools are going to be really good. Both Ankeny schools are going to be really good. I think Ames might be really good.
Jeff, I'm really happy for Marion High School, not only their football team, but the whole community. They get to open a new stadium. Too bad it isn't the first week of the season. It's going to be a couple weeks, but no more Thomas Park. I'm sure you've had a glimpse of the stadium.
I was over there for a track meet, and it's kind of like a mini Linmar stadium. It's really, really nice. Not as much seating as you get at Linmar, but there's going to be plenty of seating over there, and it's new. People are really going to be tickled to see it. And, in 15 or 20 years, once the trees out there grow, it's going to be, just a beautiful place.
It will. And, of course, Xavier, the defending state champions, and lost a lot of firepower, especially in the offensive side. But they just rebuild; they find a way.
Yeah, we've played this game before. I mean, they lose a lot, but there's a lot coming up. I'm sure a lot of names that we don't know yet, but will, and they're going to be just fine. They'll reload and they'll. They'll be right there in November.
3A, taking a look at that. We mentioned Mount Vernon getting to the state championship game last year. They got a few people back, Brazzi and Romberg and others for Coach Peterson. And then Harlan lost a lot, but it's Harlan. They're a lot like Xavier. They just rebuild. Yeah. So taking a look and doing that 3A poll, I thought 3A was really a strong class.
Yeah, I agree, and especially when you start with those three, Mount Vernon, Harlan, Williamsburg, whatever order we had them in. I think that might have been what it was, but those three teams are going to be super, and Solon's always good. Davenport Assumptions, I think, on this side of the state is going to be really good. A couple of schools that maybe might sneak up on some people might be Sioux Center, maybe Carroll. Maybe Hampton, Dumont, Cal. So, but the top of 3A is going to be really strong, and the move up of Williamsburg is just going to make it stronger.
The opener at West Branch is just not for West Branch. I shouldn't say at, but not going to be the same tonight.
No, it's not. And it's condolences to the West Branch community and the Peterson family, obviously. It's been a while now, but it's still not going to be the same. It sounds like they're operating like they would, and they still consider Butch their head coach. According to the story that Jeff Johnson wrote earlier this week, I think it was in Sunday's paper, but it's going to be a different thing, but I'm sure they're going to be fine.
Teams that are moving up in class, you've got 1A Power Van Meter. They're in the 2A this year. A Power Grundy Center, they are in class 1A this year. And I don't think those teams are going to miss a beat.
No. You know, Van Meter's got it rolling. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a small suburban school that's not going to be small for long.
They call it Waukee Southeast for a reason.
Well, yeah, and it's a power, and it is in football, it is in baseball, it is in several other sports, and you know, it's an up and coming school and an affluent school with a lot of resources, and they'll be just fine in 2A, and they'd be fine a class or two higher than that as well.
Talk about East Buchanan a little bit in Class yeah. A. That tell you what, this could be if not the best team the Buccaneers have ever had, it's going to be right up there.
Well, it should be the best team that they've ever had. They've got a pair of 1,000-yard rushers coming back, and they'll be running behind Cody Fox. After you take the Williamsburg and Mount Vernon duo out, I think East Buchanan might be the team most in our area most likely to win a state championship. I think they're loaded. I don't know how well they'll be able to throw the ball, but that never seems to be a problem up there, and they're able to just run it right at you and knock you around.
Well, Jeff, you mentioned you've been at it 34 years, and the heat and humidity well documented this week. Is this an all-timer before the first games?
I'm going to be honest. The place I was most this week was about 50 degrees, so I don't know. We've had hot weeks before. I don't think tonight's going to be terrible. What is it, maybe 85 out right now? And yeah, I'm sure they'll take their water breaks, you know, every 6-minute mark of each quarter or whatever they do at some places. But I don't know. I think it's going to be okay. I don't think it's not a terribly bright sun right now. I don't think the turf fields are really going to get baked too bad today. I think it's going to be all right. We've had worse.
We've had worse. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us at 3:46 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. News coming out today that you're a part of. The Iowa High School Athletic Association, they are going to do in football what they similarly do in basketball. I'm a part of that ranking committee, and now you're part of one of the class ranking committees for football.
Yeah, and it's an honor to be asked to do it. I'm on the Class A committee, and so I'll be looking at the smallest 11-player class in the state, probably a little bit closer than I will the other six, but you know, you as well as I, we've got a pretty good thumb on what's going on in all seven because we're part of the ranking committee with our poll. But yeah, it's you know, I guess I'll have to ask you and JJ for advice on how to do this as far as the way you guys did it in basketball. I don't think it's going to be too bad of a deal. I think it's kind of neat, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the bottom line is to avoid, you know, getting teams in two districts that are next to each other just basically taking each other out in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Right. And I would imagine that, you know, that the association has the ability to kind of gerrymander things as far as the way the playoff brackets are drawn. So I don't think they have to be adjacent districts. Maybe they do. I don't know. But we'll see how it goes. It'll be a new experience for sure.
Jeff, you're also heavy into volleyball, cross country. I'd hate to see the schedule spreadsheet that you have, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And first of all, volleyball, I know a lot of big school. I think Linmar might be ranked, but aside from that, it's more Central Iowa stuff. Maybe a little Eastern Iowa.
Well, Liberty won last year, so
Liberty won it last year, and you know, Xavier won it last year in 4A, so it's a little more balanced with volleyball. There's some, I mean, Cedar Falls is always really good in volleyball. Bettendorf's had some really good teams, so I would say volleyball is fairly well spread out throughout the state.
Anyone around here to go take a look at in the volleyball ranks, a team?
Well, it's early to tell. You know, Xavier's got a new coach, and a lot of new pieces. I'm sure they'll be fine. You know, Marion's got one of the best hitters in the area, and Michaela Goge. They'll be good. I just think the Womack's going to be really good, really, really good. I did my preseason story on Clear Creek Amana. Yeah. You know, they're number one in 4A. They've got a lot of, they've got everything pretty much coming back from a team that got to the finals last year in 4A. Mount Vernon will be good. They've got a really strong player in Chloe Meester and some good players around her. And you know, West Delaware's always good. I think Solon's going to be pretty good this year. So the Womack's always tremendous in volleyball, and I don't think it's going to be any different this year.
I don't think we ran a lot of cross country this week either, with the temperatures the way they were.
Yeah. Prairie's got an invitational tomorrow morning. I think the varsity's supposed to run around 8:30 or 8:45 or something like that. I would imagine there's no reason they can't run that. I think the low is supposed to be about 65 tonight, so it'll be a lot cooler tomorrow morning than it will be on a lot of Thursday afternoons here in the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, while you were gone, University of Iowa women's basketball picked up a big commitment from Journey Houston over at Davenport North. One of the top players, probably top player in the state in her class in a couple years, but I think number 17 in the country. That was a big
17
get.
Or 19. Yeah, it was a good get. I think you'd say she's probably a player a little bit like Hannah Stolke. And, you know, obviously Hannah proved that she could play at that level last year. And, you know, Journey still got 2 years to grow, and impressed with her, what I saw out of her at the state tournament last year. And, obviously a good get. And, you know, talk about Iowa women's basketball news, that thing they got going on at Kinnick here on the 15th of October. That's going to be crazy. What, they got 40,000 tickets sold for that?
Yeah. Does it? Now, we've had this debate here. You know, does that count as an all-time crowd when it's not really a game, even though it's a game?
No. I mean, I'm sure it'll be an all-time crowd for a practice, for a scrimmage, but no, I don't think. You know, I'm sure some will say that it is, but I don't know how it can be if it's not an official game.
Right. I don't know how much you're going to be able to see outside of looking at the Jumbotron from about the 50-yard line, but.
Yeah, what's the media seating going to be like for that? Are we going to have to sit in the press box at Kinnick, or they have tables down there? I don't know. I think most people are going to be craning their necks and watching the Jumbotron, but I think a lot of people are willing to do it.
Hoping for good weather that day.
Yeah. I mean, if they can't have it there, they'll move it to Kinnick to Carver and. They're going to get 40,000 into Carver. They tried that once in 1985.
Yeah, I was there in 22.
I was too.
22 looked big.
22-157. Yep.
Looked big, and they couldn't. They couldn't squeeze any more in there. And
No. It's funny because we got in there at kind of a lucky time, right when they were putting folding chairs behind the baseline. So we were on the baseline for that. But were you there for Duke? Were you there for that, Mark?
I was not. No.
It was fun. I was standing at the railing up top, and it was quite an experience. And then the game started, and Ohio State looked really good.
Yeah, I think Iowa was ahead at halftime, and then Ohio State just took over in the second half and won that by 8 or 10 points. But that was a neat experience, and I'm sure the crossover at Kinnick it'll be a novelty, that's for sure.
Yeah, very much so. All right, we'll let you get going, man. Have a good one tonight, and thanks for the time, and keep up the great work at the Gazette, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, get your poll in to me by noon on Monday, please.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right, we'll see ya.
All right. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for you right after this.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up 2 of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3:55, couple minutes remaining here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Back with you on Monday to review the weekend. We'll talk a little football, college football, NFL football, golf, more. NASCAR will have their final field for the playoffs. Daytona Saturday night should be interesting. We have a poll question for you, Mark, at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by our good friend Steve Anderson at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003. Deals with the hottest team in the NFL preseason, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do the Steelers have something special in quarterback Kenny Pickett? Yes or no? That's coming off the Steelers' whitewash of Atlanta last night. Atlanta played no starters. Keep that in mind. But go ahead and answer at KGYMRadio.com.
I think the Steelers got a shot. That's a tough division. Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns aren't awful. AFC is just really good. Really, really, really good. Maybe except for the Colts. probably shouldn't say anything. Check the schedule. Chiefs play the Colts? No, I don't think so. All right. Tour Championship. Get you an update here before we move on as they are playing at East Lake. Second round going on as we speak. And it is still a tie, a three-way tie now between Hovland, Scheffler, and Morikawa. Although Morikawa is 13 under if you played that game, Mark.
And when he would have had a 10-stroke lead over Scheffler.
Yep.
As it is, and the structure, not so much.
He would have a 10-shot lead on Scotty Scheffler right now, but that's not the way it works. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and we will talk with you on Monday at 3. How's that?
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you Monday, and we'll talk to everybody tonight out at Prairie.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up, there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up,